It was quite a day for all of us when we received the news. I didn't take the phone call, but I could tell from the excitement of the man who did that it was good news. After he hung up, he turned to us and said, "Jerry has surrendered his life to the Lord. Last night he became a Christian." We had been praying for weeks, and it was truly a day of rejoicing. This is Leroy Iams speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, Shallow Roots. About a month later, our rejoicing had turned to honest concern. During that time, various ones of us had had fellowship with Jerry, had prayed with him and tried to get across to him the importance of establishing a daily time of fellowship with the Lord, but to no avail. He had begun to witness to his fellow pre-med students and tell them about his newfound faith in Christ. Most everyone who knew Jerry liked him and enjoyed being around him, so he found it fairly easy to witness for the Lord. Those of us who had been Christians for some years knew there had to be an intake if the output was to continue. But Jerry was a fairly undisciplined guy, and it was tough to get him started in a regular intake of the Word or help get him established in a time of prayer. Then it happened. I first heard about it from a young Christian who lived on the same floor in the dorm. One night, about 10 of Jerry's friends had come into his room and had begun to give him the business. They questioned him. They had all kinds of arguments against the Bible. Some questioned the existence of God. Others pointed out all the fun he'd been missing. They were out to shake him up, and they spent about 3 hours with him questioning, laughing, mocking, and arguing. Jerry was shook. His zeal began to cool. He began to hang around the old gang. After a while, some of the old habits began to appear. He occasionally went to church, but when we talked to him, he told us he didn't want to become a fanatic. He drifted off into that bland, pure vanilla brand of Christianity that has lukewarmness as its standard and is so disgusting to God. "I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth." Revelation 3, 15 and 16. Jerry's problem was simple, and his story is being repeated constantly all over the world. Jesus explained the problem. "And these are they, in like manner, that are sown in stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time, and afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended." The person who relies on his experience or his personality to carry him through is in for a shock. When the devil strikes, the word of God is our defense. There must be a behind-the-scenes fellowship with Christ if it is to last. Here's the way Luke tells it. "They on the rocks are they who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, who for a while believe, and in time of testing fall away. And that which fell among thorns are they who, when they have heard, go forth, and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection." But the story can have a happy ending. "But that on good ground are they who, in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience." May God bless you as you get your roots deep in Christ.